we're getting ready to play a game of how well do you know your partner? That's right. Let's go. Your contestant today is Scythe. Holla at your boy. And you also got Gina in the house. Say hi to everybody, Gina. The way this game goes is we have whiteboards, right? Go ahead and show everybody your whiteboard. We are going to write down our answers on... Oh, yeah, we about to have a blast right now. Basically, what we're supposed to be doing right now is we're going to ask questions that we have taken off the internet and some of the questions that we've also thought of on our own of what our partner might think is the right answer. Say, for instance, if I said over and under, Gina, how many dicks has Gina sucked? I would say 9. And she would write down 11, and I'd be wrong. So welcome to How Well Do You Not Know Your Partner? I am your host, Ken, a.k.a. Cypher. How do you like that music? That music badass, ain't it? Like, we about to go win some money, girl. We about to go win us some money. We about to win us some money in this bitch. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
You ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
All right. Thank you for that intro music. Thank you. I am your host.
Yeah, go for it.
We are the ILC household, ready to play a game of how well do you not know your partner? I think I switched that name like 3 times now, didn't I?
I don't know what's going on.
Basically, what we're going to do is how well don't you know your partner?
Okay.
And so we compile some questions, and we're going to write down our answers on the whiteboard, and we're going to show them to you in the camera first. And then we're going to see each other's answers when we hold up the whiteboard anyway. And then we're going to know who's right and who's wrong. And if you keep track at the bottom of the screen, we'll see who has the best score at the end of this game.
Woo.
Yeah. So let us know who you think got who. The woman always seems to think that they know everything about a relationship better than I.
Not this one. No.
All right. All right, baby, do you have your blackboard ready?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Okay.
How well don't you know your partner? What is their favorite color? Yeah, don't be judging my handwriting, people. All right, we'll hold it up in 3, 2, 1. Am I right?
I like all colors, but purple's good. I usually...
That means I... God dang it.
No, and why I are you usually...
Green LOL.
I usually pick... If somebody usually asks me that, I usually always pick purple.
Then let you know where my mind is.
Because if I pick black, people will be like, oh, she likes...
What? I mean, it's pretty damn obvious. I mean, you know what I'm saying.
If I pick, you know, I don't know. So I just usually go for the purple.
Hold on. I had to get these COVID-19 paper towels. It cost $19 for 2 rolls.
Oh, my goodness.
Wipe this off. Damn. So that's a point for you. That's pretty obvious. Yeah, because green is mine, even though I'm partially colorblind. That's the funny part. I like certain shades.
I just figured it was green because of Green Bay. So.
Yeah, I am a Green Bay Packer fan. I am. All right. Second question. What is their favorite food? Hold on. I can't look up yet. I'm still...
I'm like, am I supposed to show yet? I don't know what I'm supposed to show.
Look, my handwriting is trash. All right. Show it now.
I would have went with lasagna, but you always eat salad.
So. I do love salad. Salad is my shit. Toss a salad.
No, please
don't say that. We both didn't get a point for that. What is your favorite food?
Mine? I don't know anymore. I mean, when I was younger, right? When I was younger, it was always Mexican food. It was always burritos, technically taco shop.
I might have to beat that one out. They ain't getting no free plug.
But I grew up, so I don't know.
You grew up, and so now you don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, shit. My favorite food, honestly, still to this day, I've loved salads. Mm-hmm. Of course, I love salads. Cheeseburgers. I love cheeseburgers. All right, man.
Well, now we know.
Next question. Our dogs is definitely chiming in, aren't they?
Right. Feed us food.
All right, next question. Mm-hmm. Our least favorite food. I think I got you on this one. Hold on. In 3, 2, 1. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are too. Damn, you got another point. I finally got a point. Now I'm on the board. Well, I'm starting off with these questions pretty easy, and then they get a little more tricky as we get into this. But what were you about to say?
Seafood. Well, I like some fish, but like raw seafood, like raw fish, no. Mm-hmm. I won't eat.
Told y'all. Mm-hmm. I know. All right. This one might be hard, even though it's in the easier rounds of these questions. What's your significant other's favorite movie? Why are you staring at me? favorite movie. Ready? Okay. In 3, 2, 1. Fist something? It might be my favorite porn. It got to do with my favorite movie. Fist something? I hope people could actually see these answers on the camera, though. Is that?
A little bit, yeah.
That ain't your favorite movie, though.
No.
Let's see.
You know which one.
I do? Then how come on? Okay, is it Eating Gilbert Grape?
I don't even...
Willy Wonka?
No, I like Willy Wonka, okay. But no.
See, I don't know.
Aladdin.
Oh, damn.
I know it to and from. My first VHS I owned was Aladdin.
Damn, man. Yeah, we both
fucked
up.
That was the...
I don't know where the fuck you got fist something from. I'm like, damn, is that a subliminal
Jackie,
message?
I want to say Jackie Chan.
No,
not Jackie
it
Chan.
Was Bruce Lee, Fist yeah. of Fury.
See? There.
No, but that's not my See? Favorite movie. Are you going to ask me what my favorite movie was?
Sure, tell me.
Pulp Fiction.
Oh, yeah.
Pulp Fiction is my shit. Pulp Fiction. Look at the big brains on Gina. She is a smart motherfucker.
Hey, that fist one. I was pulling that one out of somewhere.
Yes, she was. All right, next question. Mm-hmm. Favorite song? I don't even know how to spell that shit. I really don't. You got it?
Okay.
Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. Okay, go ahead and show it. Make sure it's focusing on the camera for everybody to see. why the fuck should I know? Am I right?
Now that, yeah, it's one of my favorites.
Okay, one of your favorites.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to get a point for that. Fuck that. I'm getting a point for that. Why the fuck should you know? Okay, so of course you have a lot of favorites. You know what I figured you would have wrote? He can't choose one because I like a lot of damn songs.
Yeah, though, exactly. Why the fuck would I know? You picked so many songs at all times. I love this one. This is my favorite. This is my favorite. I love this one. How am I supposed to know?
Dissect back into season 3 when I talked about Angry White Girl Sex is Back. That's why I chose that song. I know better. Because anytime that song come on, your whole psyche changes.
My whole psyche changes when lots of different songs come on. We don't ride in the car all the time together.
All right. I know. There's a reason for it. All right, next question.
What?
Favorite beverage. This should be easy. Waiting on you. Waiting on you.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
I couldn't.
I'm right. So I got a point, and you got 2 points. Damn. You body of this shit. How the hell are you going to know that? You would have figured out. I figured. I was like, I bet she'll write beer. But I'm like, nah, she's way too clever for that. Damn, man. How'd you get 2 points in one? That's bullshit. You cheating now.
I'm not.
All right, here we go. Next question. Mm-hmm. Zodiac sign.
I don't know how to spell it.
3, 2, 1. Aquarius.
I don't know how to spell it.
You see that, people? I don't know if that's right either. I'm like, is that
I don't
pieces?
Know.
Am I spelling pieces or Pisces?
I can't help you out.
All right, let's do this one. Next one. Favorite travel destination. I bet you I'll get a point you won't on this one.
Well, yeah, because I only talk about one place.
Let's go.
I don't know.
Feel the sweat on your nipples? I know the pressure's getting to you.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Someplace cold.
Where's that?
COVID Europe.
Oh.
COVID England. Any of those European countries.
Yeah, I would like to go there one day, but not. It's not like.
Okay, what do you think? Someplace cold. You ain't even gonna ask me where I really want to go. Damn, there is more to this game.
I know, but listen, dude, you don't even give me a chance. Where would you like to go?
It ain't supposed to ask me. Well, actually, it's supposed to be asking me. I like Japan.
Japan.
I like Japan. Yep.
Well, let's stay away from there for a while. Okay.
We ain't talking about China.
Okay. That's okay.
All right. Last question before we get to the harder questions.
Okay, last question.
Y'all ready for this? Favorite sexual position?
Yours or mine?
What do you think my favorite position is, and what do I think your favorite position is? Come on. That's how this game goes. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
In 3. This is gonna be good. 2, 1. And I know good damn well this is a lie. I know it's a lie. It's a cop out. Definitely a cop out. But you get a point. God dang it. I can't help it, baby. I can't help it. I like them titties jingling in my face. I love it. So what's your favorite sexual position?
Mine? I have a couple. Oh, on top, and then you on top. Both on tops. I'm easy. What are you doing?
Draw your own conclusions.
You're funny.
Hell yeah. All right, now we're going to get to the harder questions. I know. Okay. We got to do the cameras like the cameras are. I get it. But we're going to get to the harder questions right after this. You ready for part two?
Part two.
All right.
Let's go.
We about to get into it right now.
All right.
We going to get to the shits.
All right.
We about to get to the shits, people.
The shits.
Just watch.
Okay.
Watch this.
We're just watching.
I don't know what's about to happen. All right. Some of these are yes or no questions, too.
Okay.
All right. Who prefers cats or dogs?
How's that, yes or no?
Just making sure you're paying attention. All right, cats or dogs? You got it right. And even this marker's trash, man. That's what happens when you buy a $4 marker. I got to actually draw colors on here and shit now.
I'm not quite sure, but I'm just going to go with the flow here, I guess.
Of course, that wasn't a yes or no question, see? Now you're paying attention. How your marker work better than mine? I can't even see what you're writing. You ready?
Yeah.
Go. What? Dogs, he does anything. What?
Anything cute, me. See, I told you I didn't understand the question. The dogs or cat? Yeah, who?
You would have to actually think too far into that damn question, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Well, shit. Fine, you get a point. Damn it, man. All right, next question. This will be an easy one. We both getting a point for this one.
Oh, good. I like points.
Facebook or Twitter? Ready?
Uh-huh.
Can they see it? Yep, we both got a point for that one. Fucking Facebook. Facebook sucks. Ain't like they all ain't intertwined anyway.
Right.
All right, next one. Favorite season? Ready?
Yeah.
Go.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
You got a point. You know what this is? What's your favorite season?
Spring. Oh, that's
right. Bam! Got me a point right there. What's up?
What's up?
Yeah, I'm trying to catch up with this motherfucker. Anyway, all right.
Okay.
This will be another easy one. Does your partner prefer to travel by car, plane, or train? Ready?
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1.
I was gonna draw a plane, but I'm like, I don't want to fucking embarrass myself.
Hey man, don't be hating on my art.
Your art's beautiful.
Yep. Told you it was going to get this way. All right. This is a yes or no question. Is your partner afraid of death? That's a hard one. I don't know. Because you be all over the damn place, man. Mm-hmm.
Depends on the season.
You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb and say 3, 2, 1.
No.
No, I know you're not. But parts of you are. What season are you afraid of death?
Spring. I like spring.
See, I don't know about that one. I think I should get a point for that because you're trying to cheat the system. This is what she does, people. She tries to cheat any system there is.
No.
Well, it depends on the you can't do that. That's cheating. I'm getting a point for that.
No.
No. Next question.
Okay.
Yes or no? Would your partner ever run for public office? My marker's fucking trash. Damn it, man.
Gotta spit on it.
I'm glad that you are. Anyway, you ready? 3, 2, 1. We both get a point. Gina, 2024.
Nope.
Damn it. How'd you know maybe?
Because I know you.
All right. This should be an easy one, too. Does your partner believe in life on other planets? Three, two, one. Yep. Yes, we do.
Yes.
This vast universe.
There's got
and multiple universes.
Dr.
Michio Kaku, man, come on, man.
Everything out there, there's got to be so much more.
A lot of people are presumptuous and naive to think that we're the only intelligent life in the universe. And if you are,
we're actually probably the dumbest.
Yeah, you would think so. Because if you're actually a spiritual person too, if you believe in the afterlife and things of that nature,
yeah,
those aren't human beings. Just keep that in mind. All right.
All right.
Next question.
Next.
If your partner opened a restaurant, see how she's looking at me? Now she ain't. If your partner opened up a restaurant, what would they serve? The way she got done with that marker so quick lets me know she got me. Damn it. 3, 2, 1. Damn it. Somebody loves my barbecue. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
How about this one?
Yeah.
Is it right?
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat, what kind of healthy shit, though?
Herbs. I do herbs and stuff. Right along with your barbecue.
Teamwork.
Yep.
Teamwork. All right, next question. Who's the pickiest eater? Her or him? 3, 2, 1. I gave it away, too. Why are you so damn picky about everything? Even if it's healthy stuff, she's still picky as fuck. Picky as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because it's got to be perfect. It's got to taste perfect. It's got to feel perfect. gotta be done right. A lot of people don't do it right. And if I don't even do it right, it's not right, and I don't like it. Very picky.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm. That's why we eat good.
I was throwing some innuendos out there.
Oh, is that it?
Mm-hmm. All right, next question. Who has been irritating your partner recently? Ready?
Okay.
This will be interesting.
Okay.
I want to play that. 3, 2, 1. Oh, damn. Am I right?
Yeah. You're always right.
You are absolutely wrong. You are wrong. Why would you think you're irritating me to death?
Because I don't know who else is.
I guess in a roundabout way, because my answer would have been the same. And the way he's irritating me is through you. So I get a point for that too.
Okay.
Jesus. Oh, okay. Next question. Holy shit. Next question.
Mm-hmm.
Who is your partner's oldest friend? Oh, yeah.
That I know of, right? I'm just making sure.
We ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Mm-hmm.
You're wrong. I get a point. I get a point.
But that I know of?
Yes. That you know of. Won't say his name. We'll talk about it afterwards. Yep. And I'm not talking out my ass either.
I don't know.
I knew that one was going to get you, though.
I don't know.
I did set you up on that one. I ain't going to lie.
I didn't know people's ages. I don't know nothing, so I'll take it.
All right, here we go. If your partner had a superpower, what would it be? Why are you glaring at me?
I'm not. I'm trying to find out your secret.
Damn. That's fucked up. It's fucked up.
Okay.
I'm trying to find out yours, too. Peer into my eyes. See the spirals of the Twilight Zone.
I got you.
Shit.
I don't know what it even would be called.
Yep, I know. I think I got one.
This might sound
completely boring to a lot of people that are just listening right now, but if you want to see this video, you can definitely check us out on Cypher Omni Network on Facebook, and you can go on our Instagram page too at interracial_odd_couple_podcast. You ready?
Right.
3, 2, 1. Superpower.
To be invisible. I said that might be mine.
Oh,
I don't know if
that ain't even a superpower.
We don't need more of me.
What superpower would you have, honey?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I want mind powers.
Damn it. I knew it too. That's fucking me up. Damn it. Mind powers.
Hand to be invisible.
I should have knew that with your manipulative ass. Should have knew that. You want to know what mine would be?
What?
Immortality.
Oh, that's a good one I would have never come up with. Whoops. All right.
Now to switch it back to being a little bit easier. If your partner could be any superhero, who would they be? I'm going to get this wrong, but she's going to realize how wrong she's been for a long time.
Yeah.
How about that? Shit. How about that? You done already?
Yeah, because I don't know.
All right. 3, 2, mm-hmm. 1. You are wrong. And I'm also wrong, too.
Who's Captain Planet?
She's our hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero. How the hell you not know who Captain Planet is? We old.
That's great.
Yeah, you Captain Planet.
Okay.
And no, you already know. Batman.
I know.
Now you know after the fact?
Yeah, sure. Will I ever remember? No.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
If you could go back in time, where would your partner go? Somebody's been watching Outlander on Stars. This is not an ad.
No.
You taking too long.
I know. I don't know when. I don't know when you want to go.
Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
I don't want to go. I did that on purpose.
No, she would love to be in the pioneer days.
No.
Take that down. Yeah, you would love to be during the pioneer days as a healer.
Yeah, but no, I'd rather be...
Where would you...
I'd rather start... I would like to be back in the 1700s. Not here.
Oregon Trail.
Not here.
Actually, where I would like to go, Egypt.
That would be
back
cool.
Back in time to go to Egypt.
That would be cool. Way back then. That's way a long, back. Long... Yeah, that's yeah. Way further back. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Next question. What cheers them up when they're sad? What cheers your partner up when you're sad? When they're sad, I should say. What cheers them up? Damn, she's writing a dissertation right now. What the hell? You ready? 3, 2, 1. Laughing? I really don't know. What's that? Hey, yay, yay, yay.
Smoke weed every day.
Does that make you happy?
That does.
Okay, you lose on that one.
Yeah, because I don't fucking know.
Why don't you ask? People are watching. They're wondering.
Well, tell them.
None of y'all business. How about that?
See? I don't know either.
Your partner's 3 favorite attributes about you. You ready?
Yeah.
In 3, 2. And did you answer this right, by the way?
I don't know.
What my favorite 3 attributes are about you.
Right.
Okay. Okay. 3, 2.
I don't think you have any of these. I like your tits.
Face, tits, and ass.
Oh, I'm supposed to tell you about you at the
end? Yes! What the hell? You already lost track of what the hell you're doing?
What am I saying?
I get a point. Don't worry about it. Actually, I get 2 points for that.
Why are you going to tell me what you like? I'm supposed to tell you what
you... You're supposed to be telling me...
I should know what you like of me.
Exactly.
That's what I should be writing. You're wrong.
No, I wrote down face, tits, and ass. That's what I know. Damn, I fucked that up. Yeah. I was too excited. What'd you write down? You'll get 2 points. Somebody else could cheat the system, too. Abs, ass, boobs, and eyes. Maybe thighs. That's a bar for y'all bitches. Damn, you get 4 points for that. Damn it, man. Way too excited. Damn it, man.
Yeah.
So what 3 attributes do you like about me then?
Let's see.
Hold on. I'm going to try this. I'm going to redeem myself. Can I do that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Physical attributes. Right?
I don't know. You already fucked up, so I guess you can pick.
No, no, no. This is my chance to redeem myself.
Okay. Yeah, those are all good.
But that ain't it. What is it?
I want the dangle up. Bonus. Total bonus.
What's the other one?
I like your ass. It's cute. Totally cute. Your hair's a bonus. I do like your eyes. I'm giving you a whole bunch of shit. And I like your chest. Mm-hmm. Especially when you work out, it's real nice too. But I like it like it is.
All right, baby, let's go ahead and let's get it. Well, shit, man, I got way too excited about those 3 attributes. I was like, oh damn, that's right. My bad.
It's okay. It's okay.
My bad.
It's all right.
2 more questions.
Okay.
Yes or no? Does your partner get easily jealous? Ready?
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1. Definitely not. Why would we?
Right.
No point. Let's talk about that real quick.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about that real quick.
Yeah.
Why not get so easily jealous?
What's the point? If you want to leave, you leave. I ain't asking you to stay. I ain't begging you to stay. If you want to stay, then you stay.
If you want to go, then you want to go.
Yeah. Why am I going to get jealous of somebody else?
But jealousy goes and encompasses a whole lot of different things, too, mm-hmm. though. As far as even your man looking at another woman, or your woman looking at another man, or mm-hmm. having a celebrity crush. There's a lot of different scenarios when it comes to that, though.
Well, yeah, right.
There's still no reason to be jealous about it to me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Nope.
I'm a different kind of dude. You know, I'm going to tell y'all that right now. I'm a different type of dude, because if you think somebody's attractive, if you think somebody is cute, I'm like, shit, that's half the prep work I don't have to do.
I Nice.
I'm joking. But serious. No, but seriously, though. A lot of people get jealous of relationships, and then there's no reason to. If you really trust each other, mm-hmm. then you have nothing to worry about.
Nope.
But if you don't, obviously you got to do some reevaluating of your relationship.
Soul searching.
Some soul searching.
Some soul searching.
Have you ever been in a jealous relationship? This is off the topic, though.
Yeah, my first one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Jealous why?
First marriage. I have no idea why.
Interesting.
But only when he wanted to be jealous. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of games that was being played.
Yeah, when it was convenient. When it was convenient for him.
That's what it sounds like. Yep, that's what I was saying. Yep, there's a lot of games that was being played as young people. Mm-hmm. Well, you were young.
Yeah.
The other, not so much.
Right now.
All right. We're going to go ahead and go to the last question since we're on that topic of jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
I have a bad way of setting this shit up. Would your partner cheat on you for $1 million? The suspense is building for everybody, isn't it? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1. We get the what? No-ish. Yep, we both get a point for that. Fuck that.
We.
That's my girl. That's my motherfucking girl. I know that's right. That's my saying. No. But stipulations were to be had. That's why that whiteboard said what it said. We. Yo. We definitely appreciate you guys taking the time out to check us out on the Interracial Odd Couple podcast. We definitely appreciate you guys doing that. I know it's a